So, Sarah, you told me earlier that you've been homeschooled. It sounds really interesting. I've never met somebody who's been homeschooled, so could you tell me a little bit more about your experience with it?
Yes, absolutely. Well, I'm the youngest of four children, so I was the last one to come up being homeschooled. But my father decided to homeschool us as soon as it became legal in our state. And for me, it was a very different experience than my older siblings. I think when they were younger, my father did more of the formal teaching, like all at once, like lecture style. But by the time I came along, he didn't do that anymore. So my learning predominantly came from books. And I remember even as young as second grade, like doing all of my work by myself. One of my favorite aspects of it when I was like in second and third grade is I could do all of my work on Monday and then have the rest of the week to play. Didn't have to do any work.
That sounds really nice. How come your parents decided to homeschool? What was important for them?
My older sister had a lot of problems in school, and they were in the principal's office like every day. And so that's initially what made them start thinking about it. And from there, they made the decision. And so all the rest of us were homeschooled after that.
Wow, that's fascinating. Tell me, the fact that you were homeschooled, did that make any difference in terms of making friends with other people in the neighborhood, or were there other families that homeschooled children too that you could be friends with?
Yes, there were several families that we were close friends with, that we vacationed with and did everything with growing up. For me personally, the social aspect wasn't huge because I'm more of an introvert, so I like to be alone more than my other siblings. But we were all very involved in different things, my brother in many sports and my sister and I in ballet, and I played in an orchestra, and I took piano and violin and sang in a girls' chorus. So I was around other children my own age all the time.
Yeah, it sounds pretty busy actually.
Yeah.
So could you tell me what's a typical day in homeschooling? What does it work like? What does it look like?
It's pretty much just self-study. So I guess what most people envision as like homework at the end of the day, that's just your school day. It's just working through different books, different activities, so mainly textbooks. It's very different now, though. People who are homeschooled now, there's all sorts of groups and like online and videos and different things. But because I was homeschooled in the 80s, it looked very different than it does now.
So how did your father, did he work as well, or and did he work and homeschool you, or was that his main thing to homeschool you?
My father owns a radio station and he has a manager for that radio station. So that allows him to not have to be down there very often. And but when he did, he would just take us with him to work, and so we'd do our work wherever he was.
Wow, that's pretty
So,
cool.
yeah.
And all four kids would do their homework and go through their textbooks by themselves, things like that.
Yes, we were all very self-motivated. So,